This is the listening part. Listen to the lecture about origami. You will hear the lecture twice. Choose the best alternative for each question. Now you have 1 minute to read the questions.
Today, I want to talk about a fascinating topic, origami. Some of you might already be familiar with it, but for those who aren't, let's dive in. So, what exactly is origami? Origami is a traditional Japanese art form that involves folding paper to create various shapes and figures. The beauty of origami lies in its simplicity. You use just one piece of paper, and you don't need to cut it or use glue. Everything is done through folding. What's really amazing is how a plain, flat piece of paper can be transformed into a 3D object, whether it's a simple crane or boat, or something much more intricate like animals, flowers, or even buildings. And here's the secret: it's not just about the end result, the process itself is what makes origami so special. It requires focus, patience, and attention to detail. Now, you might be wondering, where did this art form come from? Well, origami actually has a long history. While paper was invented in China around the 2nd century AD, origami as we know it today took root in Japan during the 17th century. It started as a practice for the wealthy, often used in special ceremonies like weddings, where paper cranes symbolized peace and longevity. Over time, origami moved beyond just rituals. By the 19th century, it became something that people of all ages practiced for fun, and it was even introduced in schools as a creative and educational activity. So, what makes origami such a great activity? For one, it's an excellent exercise for the mind. It improves focus and concentration. Every fold requires care and precision, and following the instructions keeps your brain active. Many people also find it relaxing, almost like a form of meditation. The repetitive folding motions can calm your mind and help you de-stress. And, of course, it's a fantastic creative outlet. You can experiment with new designs and push your imagination. And it's not just adults who can benefit from origami. It's a great activity for kids as well. It helps them develop fine motor skills and hand-eye coordination because they have to make small, careful folds. It also teaches patience and problem-solving, as they need to follow steps and figure out how to correct any mistakes. Additionally, it's a fun way for children to learn about basic geometry and shapes, as they see how a simple piece of paper transforms when folded. Now, if you're thinking about trying origami for yourself, it's easy to get started. All you need is a square piece of paper. Begin with something simple, like a paper crane or boat. There are tons of beginner-friendly guides available online and in books to help you out. Once you get the hang of the basics, you can challenge yourself with more complex designs. The best part? You can keep learning and improving over time. Origami is a hobby that grows with you. So, whether you're looking to relax, improve your focus, or unleash your creativity, origami is a wonderful way to do it. I encourage everyone to give it a try. It's an activity that connects the mind and the hands in such a unique and rewarding way. Today, I want to talk about a fascinating topic, origami. Some of you might already be familiar with it, but for those who aren't, let's dive in. So, what exactly is origami? Origami is a traditional Japanese art form that involves folding paper to create various shapes and figures. The beauty of origami lies in its simplicity. You use just one piece of paper, and you don't need to cut it or use glue. Everything is done through folding. What's really amazing is how a plain, flat piece of paper can be transformed into a 3D object, whether it's a simple crane or boat, or something much more intricate like animals, flowers, or even buildings. And here's the secret: it's not just about the end result, the process itself is what makes origami so special. It requires focus, patience, and attention to detail. Now, you might be wondering, where did this art form come from? Well, origami actually has a long history. While paper was invented in China around the 2nd century AD, origami as we know it today took root in Japan during the 17th century. It started as a practice for the wealthy, often used in special ceremonies like weddings, where paper cranes symbolized peace and longevity. Over time, origami moved beyond just rituals. By the 19th century, it became something that people of all ages practiced for fun, and it was even introduced in schools as a creative and educational activity. So, what makes origami such a great activity? For one, it's an excellent exercise for the mind. It improves focus and concentration. Every fold requires care and precision, and following the instructions keeps your brain active. Many people also find it relaxing, almost like a form of meditation. The repetitive folding motions can calm your mind and help you de-stress. And, of course, it's a fantastic creative outlet. You can experiment with new designs and push your imagination. And it's not just adults who can benefit from origami. It's a great activity for kids as well. It helps them develop fine motor skills and hand-eye coordination because they have to make small, careful folds. It also teaches patience and problem-solving, as they need to follow steps and figure out how to correct any mistakes. Additionally, it's a fun way for children to learn about basic geometry and shapes, as they see how a simple piece of paper transforms when folded. Now, if you're thinking about trying origami for yourself, it's easy to get started. All you need is a square piece of paper. Begin with something simple, like a paper crane or boat. There are tons of beginner-friendly guides available online and in books to help you out. Once you get the hang of the basics, you can challenge yourself with more complex designs. The best part? You can keep learning and improving over time. Origami is a hobby that grows with you. So, whether you're looking to relax, improve your focus, or unleash your creativity, origami is a wonderful way to do it. I encourage everyone to give it a try. It's an activity that connects the mind and the hands in such a unique and rewarding way.